understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning from Marion, Kentucky. We're getting a little dab of winter out there this morning. And I was doing a little research. The winter storms of 1977 and 78 have been on my mind lately. And I went back and looked at some photographs of the Ohio River frozen over, completely frozen over in 1977. Been talking with folks, everyone, you know, that's old enough to remember that. 49 years ago this week that the river froze over. So a lot of people remember all the snows we had in 78. The snow piled up that year, but in 77 is the year the river froze over. And somewhere out there on our social media, you can see a photograph of the river down at Cave and Rock that we've posted from 1977. Thanks to our good buddy Zach Greenwell, Commonwealth attorney. He shared that photograph. So go find it and check that out. A lot to get to this morning. First off, you know, Crittenden County, it doesn't have a whole lot of trials in circuit court, but there was one on Friday. A local man, John Henry, was convicted of cultivating marijuana. Interesting case. You know, marijuana, you know, it's legal in a lot of places now. There's a lot of confusion about the law, really. And John Henry was sentenced to 1 year in jail for cultivating marijuana. Now, that's a 15% sentencing time on that. So you're looking at about 6 weeks of jail time before you're eligible for parole on that. But nonetheless, conviction on a felony charge carries a lot of weight. We've got a lot of news yet to get to, but first we're going to take a quick break and hear from H&R Block. It's tax season, folks. So this morning I have with me again Jennifer Reckinger. She's with H&R Block in Marion and Rosa Claire, Illinois, across the Ohio River there. So Jennifer, you know, it's tax season, and people are excited about their tax refund, if they're going to get one, I guess. You know, some people don't always get a tax refund. They may owe a bit. But those who do are anticipating a refund, tell us how they can get that early.
Yeah, so you do have to have all of your tax documents whenever you come in. So you have to actually be ready to file your tax return. We have what is called a refund advance loan. You can get up to $4,000. It is a 0% interest rate loan. So as long as you have all of your tax documents, you're ready to file, we can try to get you up to $4,000 the same day. And it is based upon bank approval, though.
Yeah. Well, that's a great opportunity. Somebody needs cash right now, they can do that. So H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky, and Rose and Claire, Illinois. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank you.
Something I want you to get on your radar, put it down on your calendar. There's a deadline coming up, February 13th. The Crittenden Press's annual 10 Under 40 recognition. This is a feature we do in the newspaper this time of year for the last several years. And what we do is recognize people in a lot of different sectors of business and trade, and everyone is under 40. So basically this is to encourage and recognize those people for all that they do in their respective industries, whether you're in ag or banking, commercial real estate, trade, construction, cosmetology, education, food service, industry, medical, just a whole litany of trades and businesses. If you're involved in, you're under 40 years old, have someone nominate you, you know, or nominate yourself as far as that goes. Even if you're a volunteer, there's a category for that as well. Applications are in the Crittenden Press or at the Crittenden Press, either one. So if you're under 40 and are nominated by the deadline is February 13th to get that in, and this spring we will recognize them in the newspaper and across all of our social media platforms, which reach more than about 5 million people, or at least we get 5 million views a month. So that's a great deal of exposure for some folks around town, and we want to recognize them. The homecoming court was presented at Friday night's basketball game. Lady Rockets won their basketball game homecoming night, beat Livingston Central pretty handily, and the Livingston Central Cardinals beat the Rockets in the boys game by a similar margin. This was also the inaugural Farmers Bank Highway 60 Classic series, so some traveling trophies were presented after those games to the Lady Rockets and the Cardinals. But the homecoming court chosen as queen was Georgia Holman, senior Georgia Holman. And the male king was Ivan Madden. And the entire court here, I'll read it to you. The freshman attendants were Sarah Grau and Roan Topp. Sophomores were Jordan Hodge and Connor Poindexter. The juniors were Morgan Stewart and Aiden Musser. Seniors, Chloe Hunt and Che Campbell, Elliot Evans and Landon Starkey, and of course the king and the queen, Ivan Madden and Georgia Holman. The crown bearer was Major Guess, and the flower girl was Greer Joyce. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
Round 2 Boutique, located at 220 South Main Street in Marion, makes shopping fun and oh so affordable. Check out Round 2 Boutique's new and gently used clothing for adults and children Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Stop in today to take advantage of a buy one, get one free off everything in the store sale. That's 220 South Main Street in Marion.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
And that's messages from two of our local Marion Main Street shops. Of course, man, we love that barbecue. Jack's by the Tracks is what I still call it. Of course, Jason Hatfield is running that now, but Jack Easley did for many years, and always enjoyed stopping and talking to him. And now Jason's kind of the same way. I pull through the drive-thru and stop and visit with him for just a bit. And speaking of visiting, I've stopped into Round 2 the last couple of weeks and just checking them out. You know, they're right there next to Mike and Stoner's Barbershop and all sorts of used clothing and good-looking stuff. And lot of dresses for young girls and young children, just young children period. So stop in there and check them out. What a great inventory they have and offer there. And back to some local news. First United Bank has changed its leadership team, its board of directors, and Tim Capps, who is president of Par4 Plastics, is now the vice president. And you can see all of those changes in last week's Crittenden Press, grab your newspaper and get all the details to things that we mentioned here and some of the stuff you might read online on social media or on our website. Not all of the full details are out there on the web, so you need to subscribe to the newspaper either in print form or in digital format. Again, we mail the newspaper out by email now, so if you're interested, it's the cheapest way to get the newspaper, $32 a year. Kentuckians can now download the Kentucky Mobile ID, a secure digital version of the standard or real ID driver's license. It's accepted at all sorts of transportation security administration checkpoints, and if it's good for air travel at more than 250 airports. This ID card that's on your phone, it's pretty interesting. I've gone on and downloaded the app and working on getting mine verified as well. I think it's a great opportunity. We now have credit cards on our phone, so why shouldn't we have our driver's license there? I like the idea, to be quite honest with you. Representatives from Crittenden, Livingston, and Caldwell counties met recently in Marion, Kentucky at the Public Library to continue planning a regional celebration marking the nation's 250th birthday. That's coming up this summer. There will be a grand celebration here in Marion, Kentucky in June, and the effort to plan that is steadily gaining momentum since it was first organized back in the fall. Planning meetings are open to everyone. If you're interested in joining this effort, just come to the next meeting, and that will be at 5 p.m. at the library on Monday, February 9th.
This Livingston County News is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, located at 318 West Main Street, Salem. To talk to a crop advisor or schedule an appointment, call 270-988-3770.
So we appreciate the Salem company Nutrien bringing you this information that strictly Livingston County. They support what we're doing here in Marion at the Crittenden Press and bringing you news and information from really all across the region, but they are kicking in a little bit here to make sure that the folks in Livingston County get their fair share. And this morning we want to tell you about an effort by the Livingston County Board of Education to recognize Don Ringstaff, a legendary, mind you, a basketball player from down in Livingston County. So there is an effort to name the basketball court at Livingston Central High School after Mr. Ringstaff. And we're following that planning, and we'll keep you up to date on it. The Board of Education last week discussed it at its meeting down in Livingston County at the board office, which is out on the cutoff road now. Anyway, we're going to keep up with that and keep you abreast of when that ceremony and unveiling will be taking place down in Smithland. Well, in outdoors, deer archery and turkey archery season will come to a close today. So all of those folks still out there chasing white-tailed deer will cease and desist after sundown today. So we will be checking those figures, harvest figures, and we'll update you on those in the newspaper. And right here, probably next week, we'll take a look at those and may even have some guests on. I'll see if I can track somebody down, because I know our harvest numbers are way down for white-tailed deer. I know we're still having issues running over them on the road, but the sportsmen still enjoy them, and they are a big contribution to the local economy. So we're tracking that very closely, and we will follow up with more information when the season closes later today, and we can check those final numbers, harvest numbers. So, hey, that's about all I've got for you today. So we're going to wrap this up. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.